Todd Hubbs, agricultural economist, University of Illinois.
Todd, let's discuss the South American crop here as we think about the amount of soybeans that are going to be on the global marketplace in 2019. It sounds like they're having some success during the growing season from a weather standpoint. So what are your expectations right now for South American soybean production?
I expect to see at some point the USDA raise South American soybean production, in particular for Brazil. They're the real strength and the major producer in the region. You know, right now, if you look at USDA's projection, and we'll find out here now if they raise it this month on the new WASDE for December, but they're sitting at about 47.7 yield. Last couple of years, they've done over 50, and the crop's off to an excellent start. I mean, there's a few dry areas, but no real serious problems that I've heard of. So I expect, you know, we're talking maybe 4.7 billion bushels of soybeans down out of Brazil alone. And some analysts in Brazil have been pegging the crop to around 130 million metric tons, which would put it well above 4.7 billion bushels, closer to 4.8. We'll see as we move through the rest of the growing season in South America, but they've had a really good crop here in Brazil. Not bad in Argentina either, or Uruguay. So I expect that number to go up.
There was the bullish news earlier this month that the U.S. and China were essentially having a tariff ceasefire, which helped support the soybean market to a point. But I'm wondering about how much of a counter the South American crop has been and probably will continue to be, depending on what unfolds over the next 90 days with the U.S. and China.
It is a definite concern. There's going to be really stiff competition for the soybean export market from South America in 2019. As we've seen with the tariffs implemented by China on U.S. soybean exports, they've sourced a lot out of Brazil and Argentina to the point where we've seen Argentina importing U.S. beans for crush and exporting whole beans. So that's been nice on one account for our exports, but doesn't come anywhere close to making up for what it loses to China. So as we move into 2019 with this large crop, I think we've seen a lot of forward sales out of Brazil, in particular to China, as they saw these trade negotiations coming on. And one of the more concerning things that I've heard recently is there's been reports of sales to non-China sources after March, places like Japan, Taiwan, South Korea, on Brazil beans, because the export prices have fallen to be competitive with U.S. prices in those out months after March. With the size of crop it looks like Brazil is going to come in with, and the kind of exports we've seen them have all through 2018 since the tariff was implemented, there's going to be a lot of beans available in the world and some really stiff competition. So when you're thinking about pricing soybeans, new and old crop, I know a lot of folks have stored soybeans this year, you need to take that into account. It looks like we could start seeing the Brazil crop come in as soon as January, and it looks like they're going to have a lot of beans.
A huge supply, and then when you look at the demand situation, there's also African swine fever in China. So regardless of where they're sourcing their soybeans from, their needs could be lowered because of the impact on hog production there, right?
That's right, Mario. It feels like somebody's conspiring to keep them from having to import our soybeans this fall. They had the swine fever. I don't know how many hogs they've had to kill. That number's hard to come by, but I think it's been pretty widespread. They've also started switching their rations a lot. You've heard of them importing rapeseed and other oilseed sources from Russia and Black Sea area and other points throughout the world. So I think you've seen them adjust their rations. They've had problems with the seas. So the actual number of or amount of soybeans China might import in this 18-19 market year could be even lower than what USDA is currently saying. And that's what China's saying. I know it's sometimes hard to believe anything they say, but we could see even a lower import number for China with strong competition from South America. These things are happening almost independent of the trade issues we're experiencing right now. Those don't help things. And even if we resolve them, I think the competition's still going to be fierce next year.
You mentioned Japan and the potential of the Japanese buying from South America. And I'm curious, Todd, about the importance of getting a bilateral trade agreement in place between the U.S. and Japan sooner rather than later to, if nothing else, help on the soybean side.
Any kind of trade agreement we could get with Japan is going to help the agricultural sector. We've seen strong beef, pork. Japan's a major importer for a lot of our crops. When we have a good agreement in place and there's no kind of trade issues going on with Japan, so it would be nice to get an agreement in place. Pulling out of TPP and moving to this bilateral trade negotiation patterns has really slowed down what could be a potentially strong market for U.S. agricultural exports. Well, we got to deal with it. I'd like to see a deal go in place as soon as possible.
A lot of moving parts right now, like we've discussed. Anything else you want to make sure we talk about today?
No, when we think about the soybean export market for this marketing year, a lot of the uncertainty is on the downside. Large supplies, stiff competition from South America, not to mention the tariffs and trade issues. So when you're marketing your soybeans this year, it's important to keep these kind of factors in mind. Try to pay attention to the news. If we see some rallies here in Illinois, we've seen some November cash prices for next year around 9-10. Those aren't bad prices, I don't think, under the current scenarios we're looking at. I know it's a tough year for marketing. I'm not saying sell all your beans, but if 9-10 is the worst bean sale you have on new crop, I think you might be happy with that. But yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty right now. Makes it tough to market.